Athabasca. Removal of the Colinton Bridge is slated to begin next July after Athabasca County councillors voted to move ahead with a portion of the project while awaiting provincial funding. During the September 12 regular meeting, councillors unanimously passed a motion that would allow the decommissioning process of the existing structure to begin after mid-July. The motion also instructed that a request for quotes on the removal of the bridge be brought to upcoming budget talks for 2024. The decision comes as the county waits for funding via the Provincial Strategic Transportation Infrastructure Program, STIP, to replace the bridge, which was closed for travel in May 2022. Caon. Natasha Kapitaniak said the closure has impacted residents in a number of ways, listing detours for farmers, increased school bus route length, and limited access to emergency services as symptoms. The closure hasn't only affected locals either. Along that bridge is the landing trail path, you're supposed to be able to get all the way to Athabasca, said Kapitaniak. There are people that want to use historical roads and trails for recreation and personal adventure. Although the county submitted a STIP application for the project in early 2023, no funding was allocated for the Colinton Bridge. Interim Sao Pat Vincent said a new application for the grant, covering the bridge and other projects, is ready to be submitted in approximately 6 to 8 weeks. Approvals for STIP are received after the provincial budget is approved, typically in March. The estimated cost for a new bridge comes in at just over $2.1 million, a sum the county hopes to offset by 75% with the anticipated grant. The target date for removal of the bridge is around July 30, 2024, as the restricted activity period, RAP, for the region, which limits any potential disturbances to fish habitats and spawning seasons, extends from September 16 to July 15, 2024. No timeline for reconstruction has been discussed. Lexi Freehill, TownandCountryToday.com.